Well, now, well, once again, is it indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your barbarian level, and again we would express our greetings and gratitude to each of you, and remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be experiencing that telepathic exchange of information in your altered state of consciousness. And so once again, as well, we would encourage you to participate, to take advantage of that opportunity to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state. And once again, you'll find as a result of the energy that you have created that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. Now, you exist in a vibrational level. It's a terminology that we utilize because it gives you some idea of what it is that you experience and what you create in this reality. A vibrational level that you exist in is rather unique in that in your vibrational level, once again, you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as a veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. It also limits the ability for other entities existing outside of our vibrational level to have any type of an influence on your reality. It's your creation. If an entity outside of your vibrational level wishes to experience, they simply enter into your vibrational level, accept what we have referred to as the human consciousness belief systems, and agree to exist, if you wish, under the limitations that you put in place by that veil. You believe in time and space, illusionary. They don't really exist other than in your awakened consciousness state. Even in your altered state of consciousness, you have the opportunity to experience vast amounts of what in your awakened consciousness state you would refer to as passage of time. And yet in your altered state of consciousness, that can occur in an instant. Because time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your various levels of consciousness, but particularly in your awakened consciousness state. And you believe in time and space because, once again, it makes it appear more real. However, this vibrational level that you exist in exists within the same time and the same space as all of the other vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation, including what you refer to as alternate lifetime experiences existing within the same time and same space. And we use the analogy many times. It's like you understand that in your Earth's atmosphere, there are literally countless numbers of various radio wave signals, frequencies, all occurring in the same time and the same space. And yet you have the capacity, depending upon the apparatus that you choose, to tap into one particular wavelength while eliminating all of the rest. One signal is being broadcast amongst the billions, and yet you can exist and experience tapping into that one signal. Well, you understand absolutely that all of the rest exist within the same time and the same space. And so it is that you choose to tap into, if you wish, this vibrational level, while all of the others are existing within the same time and same space. It's really interesting that many times there are interruptions, if you wish, in this particular vibrational level from influences in other vibrational levels that once again are in the same time and same space, particularly from other what you refer to as incarnational periods or lifetimes. It's similar, once again, to use an analogy, that you are, for example, tapped into a radio frequency, and when the conditions are right, that frequency is being interrupted by other frequencies that are interfering, and you are receiving two or three different frequencies at that same particular apparatus at whatever setting you have. And so Rather than being tapped into the Absolute One, you have interference from others. And so it is that you exist in this reality, in this vibrational level, and many times there are that interference. There are those times when you feel what you refer to as deja vu. It's like I've been here before, I have to experience this, I know what's going to occur. It's because it's an illusion. Time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. And there are other instances when you're involved in not only deja vu, but you interact with an individual and you absolutely understand that you have a connection somewhere with this individual, even though in this particular incarnational period in your awakened consciousness state, you have absolutely no memory and have absolutely not interacted with that person in this so-called incarnational period. But as we have suggested, there is no entity that you're going to meet that you haven't in some other level of your consciousness interacted with or experienced an interaction with. And so you have that awareness that, once again, like a bleed through, if you wish, from another incarnational period that's giving you glimpses. Many individuals become quite adept at being aware of those breakthroughs, if you wish, of those interferences, ability to tap in them, into them, and to understand what it is that they're receiving. Many others, however, because of your veil and because of your belief that it's not possible for other realities to exist within the same time and same space, have difficulty in tapping into and to grasping that connection. And so you have a tendency to look at it as your imagination. Well, I wonder where that came from, or gee, this seems familiar, but it doesn't really seem possible. And so you have these realities existing within the same time, in the same space. You choose to eliminate all the rest. You choose to tap into this particular reality, in this vibrational level. This reality, once again, is unique in that you put in place that electromagnetic type of veil that limits that capacity to understand who and what you truly are and how it is that you create this reality. And you do so for a very simple reason. The reason that you exist in this vibrational level, the reason that you choose to remain in this vibrational level, is because of the opportunity to experience intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible for you to experience in any other vibrational level where you are aware that you are in control of the creation process. We use the analogy of like being in a theater. When you were in a theater of your creation, you simply choose to believe that you're not in control. You choose to believe that it's beyond your capacity to control. And as a consequence, you experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible when you understand that you are in control, that it's an illusion. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. You didn't come here because you had to experience some type of growth, unless, of course, you wish to believe that. You can put it in there. It'll give you the opportunity to experience the range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that type of a belief system. But it's your belief. It's your choice to hold that belief. And you can, if you wish. Once again, it's not right or wrong. You exist in this vibrational level to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated and the consequences of a validation of a reality created out of your beliefs and belief systems. So if that's what you wish to believe, go for it. But understand that you exist not because you have to grow, not because you must experience a certain reality, but because you choose to exist. And because you choose to limit the understanding of who and what you truly are, and because you choose to put in place this veil that limits your capacity to understand, for the opportunity for you to feel and experience those intense range of emotions and feelings. We would challenge each of you to look at any activity that you're involved in and break it down to why you do it. Why do you participate in certain realities? Why do you hold some type of employment? Because you choose to create something. You choose to bring something into your existence. And why do you choose that? Because you choose to experience certain realities because you wish to experience the emotions and feelings that are attached to that creation process, to that experience. What gets difficult for you to accept is that when the experience is negative, what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as being negative, it becomes difficult to accept that it's your choice, that at some level you hold beliefs and belief systems. You make the choices and decisions that put you into that position to experience those intense range of emotions and feelings that in your awakened consciousness state you view as being negative. From the level of consciousness from which you create your reality, there is no such judgment. The spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, something you should or should not experience. It creates from a position of absolute unconditional love, validating your beliefs and belief system. And so these realities that you're involved in, particularly when someone's involved in what you like to refer to as some type of an abusive situation, it's difficult to accept that that's a validation of beliefs and belief systems. And yet we have suggested many times that in that situation of an abusive situation, that it's the victim who is ultimately in control. When the victim decides to stop being a victim, when the victim changes the belief systems, their attitudes, their choices and decisions, then that situation ends. It's terminated. Because you see, in order to be involved in that particular type of a situation, all entities involved in the creation process must hold similar beliefs and belief systems, wishing to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that type of reality. And once again, it becomes difficult to accept, particularly for the individuals who are involved in that situation. Be it either the aggressor or the one that's being abused, it's important to grasp as well that the one that's being aggressive is not necessarily experiencing what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as very desirable emotions and feelings. Absolutely not. Many times experiencing what you would refer to as very negative feelings of types of different rage, for example. And so they agree to participate. They agree at some level of their consciousness to create that reality. And the spark of consciousness that creates the reality does not judge whether it's right or wrong. And so when the victim decides that they're going to change their belief system, they change their attitude, they change their thoughts and feelings, they change what it is that they desire, they begin to make different choices and decisions, they begin to like who they are, then that situation is terminated. The victim is in control. The victim can terminate it. Absolutely. And so that becomes difficult to accept in your awakened consciousness state when you view a victim as being someone who is an innocent sort of individual who has no power. And yet the victim has as much power, if not more, than anyone involved in the situation. It becomes difficult to accept. And yet only through acceptance is it possible for you to terminate and to change the situation. If you don't believe you're in control, then you won't be in control. If you don't believe that you create your reality, you will create all types of realities that validate that belief that it's not your creation. You see, it's not right or wrong. Once again, the stock of consciousness that creates your reality gives to you that which you desire. And if you desire to believe that you're not in control, you can have that. Absolutely, it gives you the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated and that participate and are facilitated by that type of a belief system. And so you can have it. Absolutely. It's not right or wrong. We're not suggesting that you should or shouldn't hold a particular type of a belief or belief system, but rather to understand that when you hold a particular type of belief or belief system, that there are realities that are created as a result of holding that belief and belief system, and those realities and those beliefs and belief systems are absolutely within your control. That you cannot change. You correct your reality. One of the things that we have suggested you cannot change. You create your reality. If you choose to believe you're not in control, then you will once again create a reality that validates that belief system. But understand that that's your choice. There's no one put you here and said that that's how it's going to be, that you're never going to be in control. Absolutely not. That's a choice that you make. That's a belief that you hold. And many times, once again, you choose to become involved in a situation that you in your awakened consciousness state would suggest that there's no way that you would ever choose. Why would I choose to experience such a negative reality? Because you desire to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings, and it's only in your awakened consciousness state that you view that as being either positive or negative. From the spark of consciousness that you are, it's the joy of the creation and the experience that results from that creation that you desire. It's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place, and it's why you choose to remain in this vibrational level. And so it's your choice. It's your choice. It's important to understand and to accept. Because if you don't believe it's your choice, then it's difficult for you to control and to change your reality. Difficult. We suggested in your so-called time frame that there would be an alteration of your energy that would begin in the year of what you refer to as your 2012. You are now entering into what you would refer to as the seventh year of this so-called new age, new energy. And we suggested that entities entering into this incarnational period during that time frame would be what you like to refer to as the indigo children. We simply suggest they are entities coming into this new age and new energy, understanding that it's possible to influence their reality consciously. They're understanding that what they hold as being possible in their consciousness is something that's possible for them to achieve in their so-called awakened consciousness state. They're bringing that understanding with them. They understand at some level of their consciousness. It may not be in an awakened consciousness state, but some level of their consciousness. They understand that what they hold in their conscious mind, what they believe as being possible, can be created. That they can have that experience. In the each of you, can look at these so-called indigo children that are achieving what seem to be absolutely phenomenal, almost miraculous types of achievements. It's because they believe, because they don't put limitations on their beliefs and belief systems. It's because, once again, at some level of their consciousness, they understand. They understand that they are the creators of their reality. And it's not a case of demanding something so much as it's a case of understanding that they own it, that it's real. You, for example, own certain beliefs and belief systems that can't be taken away. We refer to them again as human consciousness belief systems. You own the belief, for example, that you have certain possessions, that while they are not within your so-called immediate physical area, you own the belief that when you return, they will be there. Because you own that, they will be there. Because you own that. Because you actually believe that without any hesitation. It's a given. But some of the indigo children own that type of belief in areas that you have difficulty accepting in your awakened consciousness state. The ability to accomplish certain feats that seem absolutely phenomenal, but only to you, because you don't own the understanding that it's possible. For the indigo children absolutely own the understanding that it's possible. And so you're beginning to see all types of alterations in your reality. We're suggesting that in your so-called future, and we hate to give predictions because you see, predictions are very difficult to be carried out. They're based upon your current, so-called current belief system. If you change your belief, you change your reality. The irony of it is you do that on a regular basis. You believe that your past is set in stone, and yet it's only there because you believe it's there. You alter it continuously. You alter your past as readily as your future, despite the fact that you have difficulty accepting that. That's how it is. This is an illusion. Time and space don't really exist. This illusion is the most difficult reality that you will ever exist in. Some of your so-called indigo children own many of those belief systems. And so for them, it's not difficult. It's what they expect. As you expect, once again, your possessions that you own and you believe will be there when you return to a certain area are there because you believe. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. Absolutely, it is the most illusionary reality that you will experience. You understand that when you're in your awakened consciousness state, you cannot sustain this level of consciousness. It doesn't matter how long you try. At some point, you will sleep. At some point, you will alter your consciousness. It doesn't matter, once again, what you attempt to do to remain in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You cannot sustain the energy necessary to continue to create this reality. You will eventually fall asleep. You will eventually alter your consciousness. And you will as well. You understand absolutely, because it's a human consciousness belief system, you will die. You will terminate this incarnational period. And yet you don't have any difficulty in accepting that in that altered state of consciousness, when you die, that may be forever. You get a grasp of the understanding that part of your consciousness can be more real than what it is that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And the irony of it is that part of your consciousness is much more real than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. This reality that you experience is the least reality, the least real reality that you will ever experience. Your altered states of consciousness, in your meditative states, in your dream states, in your between incarnational states, and are much more closer to the real reality than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And yet, in this awakened consciousness state, is the state that you believe is the best, if you wish, the real. This is the real. The other is imaginary. The other are illusionary realities. This is the illusion. You exist in each and every atom of your entire universe. Your so-called New Age children, your indigo children, are beginning to understand that. And based upon, once again, the current belief systems, we have suggested that within what you refer to as your future, and we would suggest in a relatively near so-called future, you will experience the possibility for what you refer to as some type of time travel, if you wish. The ability to experience realities in another area of your universe in the same time and same space. Instantly. You refer to it as teleportation, for example. Consider, when you grasp, as some of your so-called indigo children are, that this is an illusion, and that you already exist in every atom of the entire illusion, that it's not so much a sense of transportation as much as it is a sense of realizing that your consciousness is already there. And so teleportation most certainly is within your capacity. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And as difficult as that may be to grasp, consider that in other lifetimes, what you refer to as your past lifetimes, there were not so many lifetimes ago, not so many of your so-called years or centuries ago, that the technology that you experience today would be looked upon as being absolutely impossible. To consider that it would be possible to exist on other planets, to consider that it would be possible for you to, within one day, traverse your Earth system, to consider that it's possible for you to instantly, from almost anywhere on your Earth system, communicate with someone in almost any other position on your Earth system. If you would have suggested that in your previous lifetimes, you would have been ridiculed as being absolutely impossible. Yet, to suggest that teleportation is possible for many, they look upon it as being absolutely ridiculous. How can that be? It can be because this is an illusion. The reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state is illusionary. It only appears real because you choose to put in practice that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And some of these new indigo children are understanding, if not necessarily what and who they are, at least the possibilities for them to achieve are endless. They have but to believe, and they hold that as a knowing. They own it, as opposed to just hoping that that's how it is. And so you will experience these alterations, changes in your utilization of energy, changes in your methods of transportation and of communication. The irony of it is that right now, yes, if you have the capacity to interact with each other telepathically, and you do it on a regular basis, you just choose to cut it off. You hide from it. You put it away. Some people develop it, and some people become quite proficient at tapping into another's thoughts and feelings. The only reason that you don't do it is because it seems more real. If you are a separate entity in this reality, it seems more real if you're not in control. And yet these new indigo children are beginning to accept that they do have control over certain things. We have suggested that the next generation will understand that the creation of this reality comes from a position of absolute unconditional love, and will develop or bring with them the capacity to love themselves unconditionally, consciously, and to consciously influence and create this reality, and to understand that because this reality for each of you is created from a position of absolute unconditional love, you will enter into what we refer to as the period of the peacemakers. And where the universal peace that you seek will be accomplished, not because of some type of gigantic overtaking of your world system, but exactly the opposite of understanding that you create your reality from a position of absolute unconditional love, and by bringing that love into your consciousness, you eliminate the need to attempt to influence other individuals, and you enter into what we refer to once again as the generation of the peacemakers. You are all that is. Many of your so-called new agers are beginning to understand that the next generation will own it. And your transformation of your so-called vibrational level that you agreed to have the possibility to occur when you altered the energy that you utilize to create this reality when you entered into the new age and new energy will come to pass, based upon, once again, your current belief system. What do you believe? When you change your belief, you change your reality. It's really that simple. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
I guess I could start off with the question. Sasaya, thank you very much for being here with us, and much love to you. I'm just looking for some clarification on an experience I had once while waking from a dream state, and I found myself very briefly kind of in a in-between state between wakefulness and sleep, and I saw a being before me, it seemed to be, and looking at me, and it was only for a few seconds, and then I woke up into wakefulness, and it appeared to be a being that some call blue avians, like a blue birdman type of being, and I'm still trying to get some clarification on what actually happened there, or why I had that experience, why I saw him, all these kinds of questions, and I'm sure I know deep down the answers, but I'm still trying to kind of dig them out, so I don't know if you can have any.
What do you believe? Is that such an influence on the reality that you experience? And we're not saying that in any way to be facetious. We're asking the very serious question, what do you believe? Did you see, at that level of your consciousness, when you are what you refer to as between a dream state and a wake state, is a level of consciousness that you can accomplish when you enter into a meditative state, when you maintain awareness of what you're experiencing in your subconsciousness, but you're not aware of what's occurring in, around you in your so-called real physical world. And when you are coming from a deep dream state into that awake state, you pass through that level frequently. And you experience many realities that you can have absolute total recall of when you become what you refer to as awake. And it seems to be almost like a dream, and yet it's a creation process. It's a level of creation, as we have suggested, is more real than what you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state, even though you look upon it as being an imaginary reality. You see, once again, you hide from the reality. You hide from the understanding of who and what you truly are. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. But nonetheless, it helps you to become aware that at those levels of your consciousness, you have that capacity to experience validation of beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe? You see, many individuals don't believe that there are other realities existing. In a very, very deep level of their consciousness, in their so-called deep dream states, they absolutely participate in those other realities, in those other lifetimes, those other interactions. But many times, when you come back into your so-called awakened consciousness state, it doesn't make any sense. It's just an absolute mix-up of experiences that make absolutely no sense at all. And yet at that level of your consciousness, they absolutely make sense. Now, when you are coming out of that particular level of consciousness and back into your so-called awakened consciousness state, you experience, once again, that level of consciousness where you're aware and have the capacity to remember and to retain what it is that you experience. And if you believe that there are other realities, if you believe that there are other entities existing within your so-called atmosphere or within your solar system, then you can have that experience. It's an illusion. What do you believe? So it's important. If you believe that there are other entities existing, what's wrong with that belief or belief system? Absolutely. You can create that. Not only can, but many of you do, and experience real interactions with other entities existing in what you would refer to as other solar systems, for example. Is it real? The whole reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusion. You not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. What you believe is validated in the reality that you experience. And so what you experience when you are in that state is a validation of beliefs and belief systems. Absolutely real. Many times, at that level of consciousness, you can interact in your other so-called incarnational periods. You can interact in your other so-called levels of this solar system, if you wish, or other solar systems. It's limitless. What do you believe? And so when you have that experience, in your particular instance when you're interacting. It's an entity. This is absolutely as real as any other entity. What do you believe? And many times during that interaction, you can get glimpses to help you understand what it is that you believe. Beliefs that are held within your subconsciousness that are very difficult for you to grasp and understand in your awakened consciousness state. At some level of your consciousness, you understand absolutely who and what you truly are. You can hide from your spirituality, but you cannot be separated from it. It's really that simple. And so you can hide from other beliefs and belief systems. And it becomes particularly more difficult if that's a belief or a belief system that is not held or recognized by other individuals. And so many times held within your consciousness, not expressed in that meaningful way that others can assist and agree and say, oh yes, well I have that experience, or yes, we understand that that's entirely possible. And so you experience those realities at a level of consciousness that once again you're completely aware of, and yet it is not in your so-called awakened consciousness state, similar to a meditative state. Each of you have that experience, and each of you are validating a belief or a belief system that you hold, creating a reality. Is it real? Absolutely as real as what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion. You can and do change it constantly. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you. That was helpful.
I have a question, Josiah. This is so much fun. Thank you very much for this. Well, my question is maybe to ask you to help solidify what I believe in one sense. But there seem to be a number of entities on this this co-creation that we call this Earth that have experience with what we call extraterrestrials or beings from other perhaps star systems or other areas in this so-called solar system that we believe in. My question is, are they that are visiting, are they of our vibrational level that agreed to co-create this with us, or are they from a different vibrational level? Sort of maybe doing the same thing.
Entities existing within this vibrational level agree to exist within this vibrational level with the limitations of a veil. It doesn't mean there's limitations on technological advances. It means that there's limitations on understanding who and what they truly are. We have suggested that not one entity existing within your vibrational level exists without agreeing to what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system, agreeing to maintain and sustain that veil. And so, what do you believe? It seems like such a ridiculous, redundant question that we suggest again and again, but what do you believe? To believe that you are the only entities existing within your solar system, or other solar systems, if you choose to believe there are other solar systems, can be a choice that you make. And consequently, it becomes very difficult for you to experience interactions with other entities that exist perhaps on other so-called planetary systems within your solar system or within other solar systems. We've already suggested that time travel or teleportation is only limited by your belief and belief system. You already exist in every atom that exists throughout your entire universe. It's simply a matter of recognizing that that possibility exists for you to experience through your consciousness. It's already in that position, that reality of that position. And so it is that there are entities, if you believe, existing within your illusionary reality that have already accepted as a belief system that that's entirely possible, who have what you refer to as advanced technological experiences. We would suggest that in your so-called past, in your so-called history, if you wish, you went through periods of what we have referred to as the Lemurian period and the Atlantean period. in your, particularly in your primary or first Atlantean experience, you understood absolutely that it was possible for you to experience the so-called time travel and teleportation. All of that technology you are experiencing in another vibrational level, in another rather time frame, if you wish, in another reality existing within the same time and same space. You are in that Atlantean period and understanding that teleportation is not only absolutely possible, but you experience it on a continual basis. What do you believe? A friend asked the question about experiencing an interaction, and we limited the answer to allow for interpretation based upon beliefs and belief systems. But that entity was absolutely an entity existing, what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as another reality. And yet it's as real as the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. What do you believe? Are there extraterrestrial beings, if that's what you wish to refer to? What do you believe? It's an illusion. Every entity, and we're not just suggesting that it must be a particular entity that represents your human form. Every entity existing within your vibrational level chooses to be here and exists within the limitations of your veil. Your choice. Absolutely. It's an illusion. Now, some entities, as we have suggested, your so-called New Age children, are beginning to understand that it's possible to create realities that once in your so-called past seemed to be nearly impossible. Difficult, perhaps, yes, but not impossible. Much more easier in your so-called New Age and New Energy, where you can consciously influence your reality. Those New Age children, if you wish, are bringing with them that understanding. There are entities, if you so choose to believe, existing within your solar system or within other solar systems, within your vibrational level, who already have that understanding, who understand that time travel, if you wish, or teleportation, is simply a matter of understanding that you're already there. And once again, in your so-called Atlantean period, particularly in your primary Atlantean period, when your so-called veil was not nearly as strong, you absolutely participated in that type of teleportation, if you wish. Absolutely. In your Lemurian periods, you not only participated in teleportation, but you came and left this reality at will. You came and left this vibrational level at will. There was no having to go through a life period and a death period in order to experience different changes in your so-called passage of time. You understood that time was an illusion, and you entered and left this reality, this vibrational level, at will. To answer your question, a simple answer, yes, there are entities who do not particularly resemble your so-called human form existing within your vibrational level. They are no more or no less than what he has of you are. You are one. Does that answer your question?
Very much. Thank you, sir.
Well now, it has been a very enjoyable afternoon, and once again we would like to express our gratitude to each of you. And we would remind you once again as well that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And so, should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so, until the next interaction, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.